This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New cars are no longer flying out of dealerships. Monthly government data shows sales slumping in February, down 5% from a month earlier. There's more inventory waiting to be sold, but higher prices and rising interest rates are turning off some buyers, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
A year ago, demand for new cars was really high, while the supply on dealer lots was really low. Ned Hill was looking for new wheels back then, and he says it was definitely a seller's market.
Bought a Toyota Highlander hybrid and was told what color I was going to get it in and how much I was going to pay for it.
Hill's a professor studying the auto industry at Ohio State. He says 1 year later, supply chains have cleared up and dealers have more variety on their lots. But higher borrowing costs and rising prices are a challenge for middle-income consumers, says Morningstar auto analyst David Whiston.
It seems buying a new vehicle is the domain of the wealthy right now.
The average price of a new vehicle is nearly $50,000, and prices are likely to keep going up. Along with higher interest rates, that's likely to keep sales significantly lower than they were before the pandemic. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.